Hello, sorry about that. I opened up every single app on my phone other than the Anchor one because ever since they've updated the picture for it, I can't find
Went
it.
to the purple and yellow.
Yeah, I can't find it. I could find it before, I can't find it now.
Adapt and overcome, David. Come
I
on.
go through every single one of my app. Instead of just swiping and searching Anchor, that's too easy. I can't do that.
Yeah, fair.
Have you watched any of the college football games today?
I've been moving all day, so I haven't had a chance. I saw Georgia was ahead, and I know Bama's
Oh,
playing right now.
Georgia's defense shit on Kentucky. Bama's up right now 14-3. Surprisingly, like the most exciting game I saw. Well, Oklahoma State had a good comeback against Texas, but the most exciting game I saw was Vanderbilt versus South Carolina
That was a
because
very odd game.
it is in the last minute 40. A backup quarterback for South Carolina drove the field and scored the game-winning touchdown. And then Vanderbilt gets the ball, and on the first play, a defensive end gets a strip sack, and South Carolina wins. As
Yeah.
very entertaining to watch.
Gotcha. Have you been watching baseball at all with the
I
championship
saw
series?
Dodgers won off a little questionable call. I think it was the right call, but
I
a
was
little
watching
bias.
that Red Sox Astros game last night, and the Red Sox had them until the seventh inning, and then all of a sudden the Astros went off, won the game, and I was looking at the score earlier, and the Red Sox were up 9-0 in the bottom of the fourth. I'm
Yeah, I
not
think
like,
it's
what?
9-3. I think it just popped up on the ticker for me, 9-3.
I'm like, what the hell? Like, baseball's so weird. I can never bet it.
No, you just don't. Or having a fantasy baseball team, that's way too hard.
Fantasy baseball, you need to be like extremely dedicated. I
It'd be
tried
like
it
doing
one
fantasy
time.
college, like
That's not even a thing. I was talking to somebody about that today.
it's gotta be. I thought it was.
No, I mean, can you imagine how dedicated you have to be? Like, unless it was like conference exclusive, you'd have to be really dedicated to watching just random fucking games. Like,
Well, I thought about it today, and I was wondering why they don't have like an NFL red zone, but NCAA red zone, where like you
yeah.
just have the top 25 schools and their games or whatever, you just watch them or whatever.
You should maybe cancel this recording and delete it so that way we can go sell this idea and make some dough.
The off chance that ESPN exec would be listening to this.
ESPN's just like, what's going on here? Like, but
So
yeah, that.
we are recording this very late into the week.
It's been a busy week.
It's been a really busy week. It's Saturday. We saw the Thursday night game, but we missed the pod before the Thursday night game, so we're not going to predict that game. And we figured that nobody.
I think
Sorry.
you should just give me that one on a silver platter because I would have taken Tampa Bay.
Well, I also took Tampa Bay. I
I
have the recorded proof that I did it on Wednesday. And that I have it.
what'd you record on?
No, I my word. The last time I saved it was Wednesday at 7:18, and I have the Bucks highlighted as my pick.
Ah, gotcha. Okay. Yeah, we'll believe that.
Yeah, exactly. I'll send you a
Yeah,
picture.
you're a big Jalen guy, so I don't know.
Big Jalen guy. But we figured that nobody really wants to hear about how the games broke down on. Because people aren't going to be listening to this to probably till Sunday, anyways. So no one's going to really care about last week's breakdown from us right now. So what we're going to do is we're just going to quickly run down the games, the scores, the picks, who won in picks. Spoiler alert: I did not win. And then we'll do our picks for week six, and then we're going to spend the rest of this episode talking about our top 10 MVP candidates, not just quarterbacks, candidates. So it could be anybody. Could be Devontae Adams. Could be Aaron Donald, who knows? But coming down from week five, your Thursday night game, you had Rams and Seahawks. Rams win that one 26-17. You had the best game of the week in London, Jets versus the Falcons. Falcons destroy the Jets 27-20. You then have the Packers and Bengals, which with a very entertaining game goes into overtime. Packers win 25-22. Vikings and Lions. Vikings have a game-winning drive with like 40, 30 seconds left and get a game-winning field goal because the Lions cannot win a football game this year. I said at the beginning of the year, they're going to have the best 0-17 season ever. of all time. And Mike Zimmerman and Kirk Cousins had a little bro moment. So that was cool to see. They finally like each other after 3 years. Steelers and Broncos. Steelers win. Got a good win there, 27-19. Coming back, they ran the ball a lot, so that's good for them. Bucks and Dolphins, not a game. Brady destroys the Dolphins 45-17, threw over 400 yards. You then had the Saints and Washington football team. I benched Jameis Winston, and I had the Washington football team defense starting for me. Awful mistake. Saints won 33-22. For the Eagles and Panthers, Eagles sneak away a win 21-18. Panthers had this game won, and they had a block punt, and the whole game has left them after that. They should not have lost this game, and the Panthers are now 3-2. You then go on to the Titans and Jaguars. The Titans were never going to lose this game. They went 37-19. Pats and Texans. Pats sneak away a win. Do not look very good in winning here. Texans look a lot better in defeat. 25-22 Patriots. You then got Bears and Raiders. Bears win 20-9, and the Raiders no longer have a head coach. You then move on to the Chargers and Browns. Chargers come with a 26-point fourth quarter to have a comeback win 47-42 against the Browns. Herbert looking really good in his second year. Then move on to the Cowboys and Giants. Come on. I mean, who has the worst luck in the league other than Saquon Barkley? Maybe McCaffrey, but I think Barkley definitely does. Just on an off play, it's not even a run play, and he just rolls his ankle on some fucking random guy.
After watching that game, I have to say the worst luck goes to Danny Dimes, and strictly because he got his shit rocked. You see that play?
He could not walk.
He thought his name was John after that hit. Like
he thought his name was fucking Rover. He's supposed to go on all fours and start running like that.
Yeah, like he started walking. And he like had to be carried a little bit by the ref and call another player and a coach to help him. I was like, Jesus.
And he wanted to keep playing. Killed. I mean, he's he's got heart, but fuck, dude.
I don't know how it's happening, but he's supposed to play tomorrow. He's been cleared. I'm like, how is this guy cleared?
I mean, concussions are a weird thing. He's a very smart guy. He went to Duke, so I mean,
I don't care. He just looked like he was fucking rot good. And so I just tell you how he's playing tomorrow.
I mean, I'm sure he'll play fine, but it depends on how well he'll be in 20 years. Cardinals and Niners, a very low-scoring affair. You expect that from a divisional game, but with these two, I was expecting fireworks. But Cardinals win 17-10 to be the only undefeated team in football, the best team in football. And they got Bills and Chiefs. Bills decimate the Chiefs 38-20. They had a huge rain delay for about an hour and a half. And you were thinking, okay, maybe the Bills were going to cool off and the Chiefs are going to come back and start winning this because they got the nice cushy locker rooms where the Bills were sitting out in the hallway. But no, Chiefs did not take advantage of that and they get stomped. And then you have another – honestly, this may have been a better game than the Browns and Chargers. The Browns and Chargers was a really fun high-energy game due to that big fourth-quarter comeback. But you also had a big fourth-quarter comeback from the Ravens, winning 31-25 in overtime.
Dude, that game was bullshit. I quit watching after the third quarter. That was a mistake. Lamar Jackson just led the fantasy football team against me to a fucking win.
Lamar Jackson's like, hey, guys, I am an MVP candidate.
He's been playing all right. You can credit him.
He's really good. And now, so for week six, we missed the Thursday game. We both would have picked the Bucs, so clearly we're not stupid. We would have picked the Bucs over the Eagles. I also probably would pick the Bucs to cover, though. So,
yeah, what was the spread on that one? Like six or seven?
Six and a half.
Okay.
And the Eagles went for two to make it, so they lost by six.
That sucks.
I don't know how you can justify that.
Yeah.
Other than, yeah, we're doing some insider trading. That's
why I really hate the freaking spread. I'd rather bet a game straight across on the money line.
Yeah. But so then we're just going to do the rest of Sunday's game and Monday's night game. So, starting off here, we have Dolphins at Jags. I got Dolphins at they're at three now. I had them at 3.5. I picked the Jags on the upset here.
They're taking the Jags.
They got to win a game. I don't think Tua might be playing this week, but
I'll take the Jags on this one strictly because they played a heck of a lot more games on London compared to some of these other teams. So I think the strategy coming in the game day is a little bit better for that big trip across the ocean. So
exactly. Next, you have Packers at Bears. You have the Packers at 6-point favorites. When I wrote this down, they were 4.5-point favorites. I have Packers.
I'm taking the Packers on this.
Okay. Bengals and Lions. You got Cincinnati at 3.5-point favorites.
First off, hammer that spread. But two, yeah, I'm taking Bengals.
Yeah, 100%. Next, you got Texans and Colts. Colts are 10-point favorites.
Texans are?
No, Colts.
Oh, I thought you said the Texans were a 10-point favorite.
Like, I was about to say Texans, but I changed.
Oh, I was like, I need to get on my phone and start betting. I'm taking Colts.
I might take the under on that, though. Texans played a hell of a game last week.
Yeah.
Next
I think that's going to be a low-scoring game. I think you're going to see a lot of them this week.
Up next, you got Rams at Giants. When I had this, Rams were 9.5, but now Rams are only 8-point favorites.
Yeah, I think the Rams. I think they're going to kill the Giants because Galladay's not playing, Barkley's not playing, 50% of Daniel Jones is playing.
Yeah, they're dominating them. Next, we got – I also have Rams. Next, we got Chiefs at Washington. Chiefs are 6.5-point favorites.
I'll take the Chiefs, but I don't know if they cover.
Okay, up next, you got Vikings at Panthers. Vikings were 1-point favorites when I wrote this down. They are now 2.5-point favorites.
It's in Carolina.
In Carolina.
Yeah, those are kind of even teams. That's kind of a tough one. I'll take the Vikes because they've been playing a lot of really close games, but Carolina's
hang right in there. I got Carolina on that one. So we finally have a different game.
Okay.
Let me change this to Up next, we got Chargers at Ravens. Baltimore is the 2.5-point favorite. They were the 3-point favorite when I wrote this down on Wednesday.
Yeah, these two teams are super even, but I'm going to take the Chargers.
Okay, I got the Ravens.
Ravens just played a huge game against Indianapolis. They'd come back from behind. They were down like 22-3.
They're not going to let that happen again.
I think that's going to impact them coming in just in terms of the energy coming into the game, and the Chargers just playing super solid.
Coming up next, we got Cardinals at Browns. Browns are 3.5-point favorites. I got Cardinals.
Yeah, I got Cardinals on this too because the Browns are kind of fighting the injury bug. The only thing is on this is actually I'll take the Browns because Cliff Kingsbury is out with COVID. He can't coach.
Well, I don't give a shit because they still have Kyler Murray back there. So
I know. I mean, it's kind of a toss-up because the Browns have a lot of injuries. Baker's kind of hurt. And then the Cardinals are without their coach, so that kind of makes it interesting.
Up next, you got Raiders at Broncos. Broncos are 4-point favorites.
Goddamn. What do you think on this game? The Raiders have
I got Raiders on revenge game this week. I think that they show up, and this is their best game of the season. And after this, it starts going downhill.
Yeah, I'll follow suit on that. This game's a weird game because it's a divisional game.
Mm-hmm. Up next, you got Cowboys at Patriots. Dallas is only 3.5-point favorites. Are you taking your Pats?
No, the Cowboys are playing so fucking hot. I love to see
the
Patriots.
Do you take the over, or do you think they keep it within a field goal?
Oh, on the spread? The spread? I don't know. I think the Cowboys won by a touchdown. The Cowboys are playing so good. I hope the Patriots beat them when I'm wrong, but it's just a tough matchup against the top five team.
Mm-hmm. Up next, you got Seahawks at Steelers. Steelers are 5-point favorites.
I'm taking the Steelers. Russ and Chris Carson are both on the IR now.
Yep, that's the same reason why I picked the Steelers. And then
I saw Seattle's looking at Cam Newton, by the way. That could be interesting to follow up.
How long is Russ supposed to be out?
6 to 8 weeks. Chris Carson, I'm not sure.
Yeah, I mean, I guess you let Geno cook this week, see how he does. If Geno does well.
Yeah. The
much cheaper
is,
option than Cam.
Geno doesn't cook, David. I saw the guy throw 6 picks in one game once, and he had a zero.
Hey, Geno cooked some games with the Jets.
It's very hard to be good with the Jets, so I'll give that like a little bit to his way, but I don't think he's that good on the pro level.
your Monday night game, Bills at Titans. Bills are 5.5-point favorites.
Yeah, taking the Bills on this one. They're just good.
That makes this a lot easier. So we have three different games. That's all we need. Yeah. We only need an odd number. So,
are the Titans, are they getting A.J. Brown and Julio Jones this week or no?
According to ESPN and their injury book.
Julio, I feel like, has just been on vacay all year, you know?
Oh, Derrick Henry is resting for the game. Oh, Thursday, he did not practice.
Okay.
Let me see. A.J. Brown, hamstring, he participated fully in practice. Julio Jones, hamstring, fully participated in practice. So they both look like they're going to be playing. Derrick Henry did practice fully on Friday and Saturday, so Henry's going to play too. So they have their full offensive weapons this time.
They're full strength. They can hang. I don't think they'll win, but they can hang.
It'll be interesting to see. Let me bite this beer pickle real quick.
Put a pickle in your beer at home.
Fuck yeah, I did.
It's a bold strategy, Cotton.
Pickle beers for the win. You knock it. It makes a Busch Light taste like a fucking gourmet beer.
No.
So, the games we have different are Vikings and Panthers, Chargers and Ravens, Cards and Browns. You have Vikings, I got Panthers. You have Chargers, I have Ravens. I have Cards, you have Browns.
Mm-hmm.
Those will be the most important games to watch this week. And now that we are roughly over 15 minutes into this podcast, I will open up my second beer. I will pour it in my cup. And we can start debating about NFL MVPs.
Let's roll.
And I'm not saying that my list is right, but I am saying that your list is wrong.
Fuck you.
So, at number 10, or how do you want to do this? Do you want to do?
Let's go one and down. Like, you go number one.
I don't want to start at number one. I want to end with number one.
Okay. All right.
Because number 10 is a lot funnier than number one.
All right. And you throw your number 10 out there. I got to.
Well, I'm wondering, do you want to go? Because so what I think we should do is every other we go first. So if I go first on 10, I'm going first on every even number. If you go on, if you go first on ninth, then you'll go first on every odd number. So you'll have number one pick overall first. Is that okay with you?
Either way works.
All right. So I'll start off the pick here. My number 10 in the MVP race today is Kirk Cousins.
Get the fuck out of here.
Here's my reasoning, right? Okay. So he's top 10 in passing yards. That's not my only reason. He's top 10 in passing touchdowns. He's fifth in interceptions. He's only thrown two interceptions, and both of them in the last two games. Otherwise, he's been perfect throughout the first 3 weeks. His QBR is not the best. He misses a lot of passes, so he's 17th in QBR. However, if Kirk Cousins, he's basically one play away to be in two games to be 4-1. And you could even maybe argue that he could possibly be 5-0.
He's not even
but here's the thing. Those two games, if he wins those two games, he's 4-1. You start to talk, is he the MVP? Is he an MVP candidate? Is he top five? If he's 4-1, he's a top five MVP candidate.
4-1, no, he wasn't. And two, they didn't win those games. And three, he's not even the most valuable player on this team.
Who is?
Dalvin Cook and the
Dalvin Cook doesn't play.
Oh,
Alexander Madison's the lead rusher for the Vikings right now.
Okay. And number two would be Justin Jefferson. I mean, those guys are way more important to the offense than Captain Kirk.
Yeah, but a receiver is never more important than a quarterback.
I will take Jefferson on a team with any other quarterback before I took Kirk Cousins with a different receiver.
Okay, so he's only at my 10th because I really only have a top 8. And my 9 and 10 picks are just kind of there to have a nice even 10 picks. But My only argument really is that if they didn't lose by 1 point against the Cardinals, if they didn't lose in overtime by like a bunch of field goals missing in week one against the Bengals, they're 4-1. They have that one bad game against the Browns. You have the argument like, oh, he could be an MVP. And honestly, I probably should have put Rodgers here, to be fair. But I can't look past that week one performance of Rodgers yet. If it was a little later in the season, yeah, I have him in the top 10. But since he's
had such you don't even have Rodgers in your top 10. Is that what you're saying?
I don't even have Rodgers in my top 10.
You're fucking nuts.
Uh-huh. I think Aaron Jones is more important than Rodgers on that team.
Bullshit. Let's see how next year looks.
Who do you have at number 10?
Number 10, I got Derek Carr there, but my sleeper is Trayvon Diggs. And Diggs, I like, although a defensive player getting MVP is, like, never going to happen.
He's just been in the conversation,
yeah. Yeah, like, I mean, they're never in a conversation. I mean, like, Aaron Donald has a few really good years. He's ripped it up. Trayvon Diggs has just been on a tear. I mean,
Diggs has gotten an interception every game, hasn't he?
Yeah, pretty much every game. He's been killing it. Derek Carr's been doing really good, too. I think that that's going to kind of go down the toilet, though, without John Gruden coaching. So, I mean, he's my number 10 just because he's been so important. He's been putting the team on his back.
Yeah, honestly, I think Diggs is more important than Dak on my team. I think without Diggs, I don't think they win as many games.
I'm talking Derek Carr, dude.
Oh, I thought you were talking about Diggs.
Oh, yeah. No, Trayvon Diggs didn't make the top 10. He's my sleeper, though. Like, I mean, he's like – it's kind of a hard decision not to include him. Yeah, I'd put him at number 10 because I know that he's going to fall right out.
Yeah, he's at the downslope right now with Gruden going out. And, I mean, let's say this interim coach is really good and they start winning out. He can move up on the list easy. He has the potential to be an MVP this year. He's got to start throwing a little bit more touchdowns, though. Got to be a better ball security with the interceptions and stuff like that. But, like, yeah, I agree with that. He's definitely in the conversation. It's just that
it's just tough to, like, project that going forward.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So now you want to go to your ninth pick?
Yeah, number 9. I'd probably go – this is a toss-up, by the way, because I threw this together on the fly.
Yep. I took a little bit more time than Ben, so nobody crucified Ben on his list. He did it in about 20 minutes. It was kind of a last-minute idea.
7, 8, and 9 are really – 6 through 9 are really interchangeable on my list, right? So,
I think 2 through 5 is very interchangeable on my list, so.
Okay. So, 6 through 9 for me, so, number 9, I have Stafford there. And the reason I have Stafford there, I mean, he's been playing really well, but I don't think that he's as important as some of these other candidates to this team. Because, he's got Cooper Kupp, who's a really good receiver. He's got two pretty good running backs, Sonny Michel and Henderson. He's got Robert Woods on the other side. Tight end's kind of hit or miss. Mm-hmm. And then that defense keeps everything really looking good. So, the defense really holds that team. I think you can make a case for Aaron Donald being as important to that team as Matt Stafford at this point.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you can make that argument with any team Aaron Donald would be on, though.
Yeah, because Aaron Donald by himself, just on a team, might.
Yeah, you have Aaron Donald on the Chiefs. You have the argument like, oh, is Mahomes more important or is Donald?
Exactly.
Yeah.
So that's kind of where I'm at. I think Matt Stafford's still going to continue to have a really good year. Just he's never had this kind of talent around him, I guess, is the biggest part of that.
Yeah, I can respect that, your decision. I got Carr at 9th here, and I'm kind of just, reiterating what you said with 10th. You don't know how it's going to move on. He has easily the potential to move up into this and potentially be an MVP guy if they win with this interim coach. Well, but it's just – with this interim coach –
he's been the yards leader. He's been, a yards leader pretty much all year. I think he fell to number 2 or 3 now.
Technically, right now he's number 2 because Brady played on Thursday. But even this game, I don't think – Brady is 400 yards above him right now because Brady had that monster game.
Yep.
So, and he's playing the Broncos. Broncos defense is really good. I don't see him getting 400 yards.
Yeah.
But, we'll see. But, I have him at 9th. But we can move on now to our 8th pick. My number 8, I got Justin Herbert.
Yeah, you got him that far down the list, huh?
I got him that far down the list. I think he's playing crazy right now. He has that huge spark. It's his second year. He's got he's fourth in yards. He has 13 touchdowns on the season. He's fifth in QBR. He's thrown three picks, which is tied for 11th in the NFL. So it's not like bad numbers. Very good numbers. I just – the same thing that you said about Stafford, I feel about the Chargers and their offense. He has that safety valve with Keenan Allen. Mike Williams has exploded this year and become a top five receiver. You got Austin Eckler, who I think is more important for that heart on offense than Herbert. I think if Eckler gets going – the entire offense gets going. He's such a big focal point of the offense.
That's fair.
Herbert is a better player than Eckler, but I think Eckler is the heart of that offense.
Yeah, that's fair. But, like, so I have Herbert a lot higher on my list, by the way. But my argument there would be, where was this team with Tyrod Taylor versus where they're at now?
No, yeah, that's Tyrod Taylor wasn't a top MVP candidate, though.
I know, but because Eckler was there, and Allen was there, Williams was there, they were all there.
And I think so. Herbert, they finally have the guy. So these guys, they all help. They're all like chess pieces. He's definitely the king piece, which is why none of them are in the MVP talk. But he needs all those. All those pieces are just as important, if not maybe not more important, but they're just as important. I think
they all work as a cohesive unit. I mean,
and like, this is only week five, you know, so it could be a little flash in the pan. He's played some pretty good defenses in Cleveland and Dallas. He lost to Dallas, but, I mean, he played very well against Dallas. He did throw two picks, but other than that, like, his yard, he played well against them. They just didn't get the win. But, I mean, it's his second year still. He's still a young quarterback. He has a lot to grow, but I think he will probably end up top three by the end of the year. But right now I have him at eighth.
Okay. Well, at number eight, I have Pat Mahomes. And literally the only reason I have Pat Mahomes this far down on my list is because the Chiefs, they've been sticking it up. I mean, he's been playing good. But like last week, for example, in that Bills game.
Last week was bad.
When they shut Tyreek off, I mean, it changes everything.
Last week was very bad for the Chiefs.
Yeah, that's not the only game they played bad in, though. I mean, like, the offense is always pretty explosive.
They lost to the Chargers by a touchdown. They lost to the Ravens, but they lost by that one point.
Yeah.
But they also only beat the Browns by 4, and they only beat the Eagles by 12.
Yeah, I mean, they've had some tough matchups.
They basically have been playing, other than the Bills game, they've been playing as good as their opponents, and they need to be the same Chiefs where they just dominate.
Yeah, their defense is their like big weak point for the team. And I think Pat Mahomes is going to rise up this list. I mean, I've him at number 8 right now.
But at the same time,
I feel like some of these D coordinators are starting to really figure out that offense. I mean, they've started to try to figure it out the last 2-3 years here.
I think the big problem, too, is that they don't have, like, a third option that well anymore. Kelce and Tyreek Hill. Robinson isn't playing that well.
Yeah, Hardman's kind
of Clyde Edwards-Helaire, they don't run the ball.
He's on the IR, yeah.
So, like,
they got Josh Gordon.
Maybe, you know what, maybe with Gordon, honestly, though, that might be exactly what they need.
I don't think Gordon's going to be a difference maker. When's the last time they got played a full year, 2013? Like,
what if he plays a full year, though?
If he does, good for him. But I think instead of running routes, he'd rather be smoking pot. So, like, maybe I hope I'm wrong. Like,
all right, stating
facts here.
So, who is your seventh on your top 10 list?
I got Lamar Jackson.
That's crazy. I also have Lamar Jackson as my seventh. Yeah.
I have him at number 7. Like, I think he's playing super well. I mean, that comeback last week was really good. I don't see him as, like, up there in the top 5. I mean, I think he could rise up there for sure, like Mahomes.
Yeah.
But he's playing on kind of a, like, limited team, it seems like. I mean, he's got Mark Andrews. Hollywood Brown's kind of hit or miss. The run game's pretty much decimated due to injuries earlier.
They got Tyson Williams, all right?
Yeah, but he's no Gus Edwards or J.K. Dobbins.
Yeah. I forgot to mention real quick also at the beginning of the pod. I'm sorry to interrupt you, but Purdue beat Iowa 24-7 or 21. They beat Iowa, the number 2.
For real? What was Iowa ranked?
second.
Damn. They got up to number two, huh? Was Georgia one?
Yeah, Georgia was one. And then I don't know who.
Where did they drop Bama down to?
Fifth. Five? But Bama's going to be in top four now because Iowa lost, so.
Okay. Yeah, but anyways, back to my Lamar Jackson.
Yep, sorry. I just saw that on my
You're fine. That's kind of wild. That is a big upset. But yeah, Lamar Jackson, he's playing really good, but he's been having to put the team fully on his back. I think if he plays just a little bit better, he's going to be right up there.
Yeah, and I think that's partially why he has so many total scrimmage yards and why he has more yards. Like, the reason why I have him seventh is because he's thrown a few interceptions. He has three. He only has eight passing touchdowns. He has a few rushing touchdowns, though. But yeah.
I don't feel it being sustainable.
No, I don't feel it being sustainable. And I feel like if they had more of a run game, he wouldn't be as necessary in the run game. Yeah. So maybe if they had more of a run game, he'd be able to, like, start dicing up secondaries and stuff like that. But with them not being able to do that, it makes it a lot tougher on him. He's playing really well. I mean, they're 4-1. They're a really good team. They finally beat the Chiefs. It doesn't help that the Chiefs are 2-3 right now. That doesn't really help their case. But
the Chiefs, that was like Lamar's kryptonite. You know?
Exactly.
Like,
exactly.
So that's a big thing.
They did beat the Colts this week, but it did not look that good. I mean, Lamar had a great stat line. He only missed six passes, had 442 yards passing.
Most of that was fourth quarter, though.
Yeah, but all of it was fourth quarter. Yeah, it was basically fourth quarter with lax defense and everything. So just there's a couple asterisks there. And I feel like he deserves to be in the conversation. He could probably make an argument that he's a top five candidate, but –
yeah,
well, I think it's going to be tough for him to hold on to this all year. If he holds on to it all year, fuck it, make him MVP, I guess. But I don't see that happening.
Well, the other thing, too, is that game last week when they played the Colts. I don't know what the hell happened there. The Colts should have never lost that damn game.
No, they should have been once his win. They
had the Ravens' number all game. I mean, like, the Ravens defensively couldn't do anything. Offensively, they couldn't get anything going. Because the Colts' big strength is their defense. Yeah, run game. I mean, they have like a very old school.
There.
Yeah, they have a very old school game, like with the game plan, because they got two solid running backs, Hines and Taylor. And then their defense is just really good. I mean, their big weakness on defense is their quarterbacks, because all they got is a good safety and one good corner. But like,
oh, they said quarterback for a second. Like, hey, put more respect on Carson Wentz, man.
No, Carson Wentz is okay. I don't think he makes it through the full year.
I think he's been playing pretty well, though. I mean, he only has one interception.
He's getting better. I mean, don't get me wrong. I just don't think Carson Wentz is, like, their long-term solution. They hope he is. I hope I'm wrong, but
I can't tell how many fumbles he has, but he only has one interception, which that's really good for considering how he was known as not bad as Jameis Winston interceptions, but probably second compared to Winston.
Yeah. Well, has he played all but one game, or has he missed two?
He's played every game.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
As McAfee says, man, the Colts, it's must-see TV. Exactly. This guy will do anything to fucking win.
Interesting to know, they got T.Y. coming out. I know we're not talking about, like, football. Teams right now, but Colts, they got T.Y. coming back, and T.Y. plays crazy against the Texans. So, we'll see how that game
goes. We'll see how that goes.
Bet the over.
All right. Who you got at number six?
Number six, I got Josh Allen, your boy out of Wyoming.
That far down, okay. I got Rodgers here.
He just barely misses my top five. And my two through six, honestly, could all be moved around, to be fair, in my list, I think. But he's playing all right. He's only top 10 in yards, though. He's fifth in touchdowns. He has two interceptions. He's tied for fifth in interceptions. So he's playing really well. His QBR is sixth in the league. The thing is, though, is his defense is winning him these games. Like, he has so many games where they win by so much, but he doesn't do anything.
Like,
Miami, he wins 35-0. He threw under 200 yards. He went 17 for 33.
The organization just put the right pieces in place, because it comes back to an argument on, like, Lamar Jackson and Pat Mahomes. They don't have everything in place. Like, they're having to literally shoulder so much.
Can you imagine five years ago saying that the Bills have their organization figured out?
Yeah, I never would have said it. It's like saying the Jets now, like 5 years down the line, are going to have it figured out. I still buy that. But...
No, the Jags will, though.
Yeah, I got Rodgers here strictly because outside of week one, he's played like normal Aaron Rodgers. I think he's going to keep getting better. But the other thing, too, and this is on the organization, by the way, they've only given him Davante Adams because, like, they haven't gotten anything else. And Devontae's career year, in my opinion, was last year. I don't think he can top that. Could be wrong, but.
Well, here's my – so I forgot to mention. So I have two people – I had two people that I wanted to put on this top ten, but I didn't. I had Rodgers I wanted to put on here, but I didn't strictly because he's only 21st in passing yards. He's 11th in interceptions. He's 9th in touchdowns, and he's 8th in QBR. If you take out that first game, though, he's probably top five in everything. It's just that first game was so bad.
The first game, I feel like, was growing pains because he missed pretty much the entire offseason because he was off doing
but he's played fuck for, all. So he's played for, like, 15 years. Like,
I don't care. Like, I mean, like, some of those, like, the training camp, which is mandatory, which he got fined for, but then, like, the voluntary shit, I feel like that's so important just to get everything, like, game planned and, like, installed.
And yeah, I get it. But as your argument earlier, they don't put new pieces around him anyway, so.
Yeah, that, by the way, that's bullshit. Like, they should go out
it and is.
They should go trade for Brandon Cooks from the Texans, even if it's a one-year thing here, because they're literally risking
Brandon Cooks is always in the Super Bowl. He's always in the Super Bowl.
Well, the
you
want to
win the NFC Championship? You get Brandon Cooks. It's that simple.
Yeah. Oh, I can make this argument all day and talk about it, but the Packers are dumb as hell because this is, like, their last year of, like, Rodgers and Davante Adams are here. Like, after this year, like, they're going to be obligated, if Rodgers wants out to trade him, because that's what they agreed to, then Davante Adams is a free agent, and, you know, if Rodgers isn't coming back, Adams definitely isn't.
So unless they, like, make him the highest paid receiver, but at his age, is it really worth it?
I don't think it even matters about that. I think it's literally just the principle at this point, because, like, the Packers, like, they're shooting themselves in the foot if at the trade deadline they don't go get another really good receiver and maybe show up that defense a little bit.
I mean, and also, to be honest, the teams that they've beaten, the best looking team that they beat is the Bengals, and that was in overtime with, like, 5 missed field goals.
And the Bengals, by the way,
but, like,
The guy I left out on this list that could definitely make a case to be on here is Joe Burrow because he's been playing lights out.
Yeah, I thought about it, but he did not make my list of not making it on. I thought about throwing him in there, but I didn't want to make my list super expanded, so I was like, I'll leave it to two people.
I mean, if Joe Burrow, he's playing lights out, he's going to be an MVP candidate.
Oh, but for sure.
I just need to see more games of him playing really solid. Like, I think he's recovered from that knee injury really well.
Want to know my other person that I kept off this list?
Who's that?
So it's purely because they had a 2-3 record. And I think he's the third best 2-3 record quarterback. And his name is Jalen Hurts.
Yeah, he doesn't come even close to sniffing this list.
And I hate this guy, right? I don't like him at all. But he was 8th in passing yards. He's 14th for touchdowns. He's 27th QBR, so that's what really puts him down. 4th in interceptions. But his run game, he's the main focal point in the run game. Dude, and
he's having to literally take that entire team on his back right now.
He's basically has to be Superman right now.
I don't think he's that great. I mean, like, he's been playing decent ball, but, like, when it comes to the big games, he's been playing that great.
Yeah, no, he's not. They're 2-4. He beat the Panthers, which was a BS win, and he beat the Falcons, where they bullied the Falcons. Otherwise, they should be 1-5. And they just recently lost to the Bucks, where he threw only 115 yards. He only ran for 44 yards. So he should not be an MVP candidate. I just thought it would be funny to throw him in there.
Yeah. Well, at number 5?
Yeah, who did you have at number 6 again?
I had Rodgers.
Yeah, right. Okay, yep, we talked about that. Okay, yep, so number 5, who do you have?
I have Dak.
You have Dak? That guy,
he's been playing so freaking well. I mean, like, it kind of comes back to the thing where we were talking about another player. He has everything around them, right? Like, I mean, they have a really solid run game with Elliott and Pollard. But it's a receiving game on paper coming into the year. They had a really good receiving core with Gallup, Cooper, and God damn it. I'm losing my mind here. CeeDee Lamb.
Yeah.
And tight end of Dalton Schultz isn't bad either. I mean, Cooper's been kind of like 70% there in terms of being hurt. He's been playing through injuries.
And Schultz has been showing up really well.
Yeah. He's been a backup
player for them.
Gallup won't be back till probably week 8, I think. I think they put him on the IR. So, yeah, I mean, he's been playing really good with a little bit of limited talent. I mean, he has the right pieces around him as long as, like, everybody comes back at full strength by playoffs. The defense is really showing out. I mean, he's on a really complete team.
If you would have asked me after week 3, I probably would have agreed with you. Yeah, top 5. But I don't have him on my list anywhere. And I think it's mostly because that defense has been playing very well for them, giving them the short fields, giving them these opportunities. He beat the Carolina Panthers 36-28. He didn't even throw over 200 yards, but had 4 touchdowns.
Yeah,
he's 13th in QBR. He's 11th in interceptions, 11th in yards. He's tied for 3rd for passing touchdowns. I'll give him that. He could be in my top 10 for sure.
Yeah,
but I felt Diggs and that defense is more important right now than Dak. I feel like that defense has taken huge strides this year.
Yeah,
in order to make that Cowboys team a legitimate playoff team.
Yeah, the defense has made huge strides. But my big thing of looking at this is kind of like looking at the Bengals with Burrow or the Chargers without Herbert. Last year, we saw the Cowboys without Dak, and they stunk it up.
But their defense last year also stunk. Their defense this year is very good. Yeah. I think with their defense this year, even without Dak, I think they could make the playoffs, but they'd be a wild card team for sure. I think with Dak, they're probably playing the wild card anyways, but like they'll win the NFC East for sure.
Yeah, I mean, they're a lock in the East. It's not really.
Yeah, I mean, I guess even with a backup, they probably would have won with the East anyways.
Yeah, but last year they were a lock in the East because nothing was there.
And the Washington football team just came out of nowhere.
Yeah, Washington came out of nowhere. And I don't know what's going on with their team now. Like,
defense is odd. Awful. It's really upset,
That was their strength last year.
I know.
Well, who you got at number 5?
So who I have at number 5 is the A-train, the unstoppable force, Derrick Henry. The man that's 6'3", 247. He's first in rushing attempts. He's first in yards, and he's first in touchdowns with 7 touchdowns. This man not being on the Titans make the Titans 2-3, 1-4. And the Titans have A.J. Brown and Julio Jones and Ryan Tannehill.
Yeah,
without Derrick Henry, they have a losing record.
The biggest reason I don't have a guy like Derrick Henry on my list is because last year he broke 2,000 yards and he got no respect on the MVP candidate list.
That's the reason why he's not he's not number 1 or in my top 3.
Yeah, because I mean the guy, like, you can't even make a case that anybody else is more important to that team than Derrick Henry.
Exactly, and he wasn't even top 3, which is really annoying. Yeah. But you know, whatever. He had that Seahawks game where he had that huge second half and won the game for them. He bullied Indy. He bullied the Jets, but they lost to the Jets. And he bullied the Jags.
Yeah.
The only bad game he's had was week 1 against Carolina. And Carolina's defense has surprised everyone with how big it's gotten.
The only thing I'd say there is just, like, look at the teams you just listed. He hasn't played a lot of really top defenses.
He's played the Colts and the Cardinals. Those are the two big defenses. Seahawks.
Okay. Not really.
They got Bobby Wagner. That's it.
That's about
Jets
it.
Jets and Jags. Yeah. Jags. I mean, I would say the Jags have a better offense than the Jets, but.
Yeah. Well, the Jags defense, all they really got is Josh Allen and Miles Jack. That's about it. I mean, like. Yeah,
that's true.
Jets are kind of trying to figure out their identity.
There's also the case that Derrick Henry has done this before. He always does this.
Yeah.
So, like, even though he's played a little bit of weaker teams, you have the consistency that, oh, well, he'll do this anyways against any other team.
Yep. Well, let's see. So we're at what, number 4 now?
Who is your number 5 again?
Number 5, Dak.
Dak, yep. So now we are at number 4. So my number 4, I got Matthew Stafford.
Okay.
He's 3rd in passing yards. He's 5th in passing touchdowns. He has 3 interceptions, so he's tied for 11th in interceptions. He's first in QBR. He has the best QBR in the league. This man, his worst completion percentage was 63.3% against the Colts. Next one was against the Cardinals, those two big defenses that we just talked about, how good of defenses they are. He still threw 2 touchdowns against both of them and over 250 yards against both of them. He then destroys the Seahawks secondary. He destroys the Bucks secondary, and he also destroys the Bears secondary, which the Bears secondary isn't the best, but their rush is very scary. And he's only thrown 3 picks, one against the Cardinals, one against the Colts, and one against the Seahawks.
Fair. All right.
And I think that run game it's pretty important, but I don't think Daryl Henderson's a huge working back. I don't think Sonny Michel's a huge working back. I think Cooper Kupp's good. He's top 3 in yards. And I mean, he's a great fantasy receiver.
He was really good last year with Jared Goff, though.
Yeah. And I feel like you can make a game plan around him to stop him if you wanted to.
Yeah, but you got to deal with Robert Woods. He's pretty
Robert Woods is pretty speedy, which is why you want to be a little bit more on your toes. But I think if they had like a third big, if they had like an actual like, I mean, I guess Cooper Kupp is an elite receiver, I guess. But, like, I don't know. I just can't – say that Cooper Kupp's an elite receiver, even though he is.
I would say Cooper Kupp is an elite receiver. Like, he's definitely a top 10 receiver. And then Robert Woods is above average.
Yeah, he's above average. If they had one more, like, receiving option, because Higbee is okay. But Higbee is hit or miss a lot.
I can't remember the name of their slot receiver. He's pretty good for a slot receiver, but he's not great.
The Rams slot receiver?
Yeah.
He would be... Is it Akers? DeSean Jackson. They have DeSean Jackson.
Oh, yeah, they did pick
up DeSean. And they also have Van Jefferson, too.
Yeah, those guys are all right. DeSean Jackson's pretty good.
DeSean Jackson, he's only caught 7 catches, but he has 215 yards off those 7 catches, which is scary.
Yeah, my number 4, I got Brady. Brady's been playing lights out.
Yeah.
He's lights out. Granted, he's got a lot of talent around him, but he's been playing lights out. I mean, for the guy who's, 43 now? He's going to be 44. He is playing like he's 25. I mean, you can't argue against the guy.
Yeah, I get it. I mean, they're 5-1. He's playing very, very good. The only argument you have is, could any other quarterback in that position play well? And you have Jameis, who he just got his LASIK. He's playing pretty well with the Saints right now. So, I mean, maybe.
Dude, you put Jameis Winston on that team, everybody's like, what the hell is going on with Tampa Bay? Because they would not be very good.
Maybe. But if you put any of these top 10, if you put any of these top 10 MVP candidates with the Bucs, I bet you they finish top 3 also.
Well, like, my whole thing with Brady, though, is like, he's very important to the team. But it kind of goes back to what I've said for years when he played for the Patriots. If they just surround the guy with fucking talent, he's going to be even better. And they just never would do it. I mean, like, they never gave him all the talent in the world. The most they gave him was, like, Gronk. And they had Julian Edelman. But they never went out and, like, stacked the team up.
Yeah.
So.
And their defense has been playing really well. The most points they've given up were to the Falcons, which was 25 points.
Yeah, which was just – a lot of that was scored in garbage time.
You still there? Sorry.
Yeah, I'm still here.
The Cowboys, they gave up 29 points, too.
Okay. Yeah, the Cowboys, that's a legitimate team. The Falcons, a lot of garbage time.
Yeah, I mean, we all know they should have lost to the Falcons, but whatever.
No, not even, not even once. So, number 3, I got Josh Allen, so.
You said Tom Brady.
Yeah, number 4, I got Tom Brady. Number 3, I got Josh Allen.
Oh, fuck, sorry, my bad. Number 4, you had Tom Brady. Number 3, you have Josh Allen. Yeah, I can honestly see that. I could see him being an MVP candidate again this year. So
yeah, if Brady wins MVP, by the way, at his age, that's just stupid.
That'd be crazy. But I mean, so the MVP award has become so much of a like, who would be a good guy to be like the face of the league this year that can make us most money.
Well, that, and it's also like, who's the best quarterback in the league? Because you never see any respect on a running back or a defensive player, which pisses me off.
Well, because they don't make as much money for the league as a quarterback does.
I guess. I'm just like Derrick Henry last year. Mahomes and Rodgers played very well, but they could have done a co-MVP. and had Henry in the mix, because that guy was 110% the most important player on that team.
Yeah, exactly. My number three, I have Patrick Mahomes.
Oh, you got him that high. Okay.
I'd have him top two, honestly, if they weren't two and three. But he's second in passing touchdowns. He's second in QBR. They aren't losing the games because of him. He's playing very well. But yeah. He has six interceptions. He can't have that many interceptions. He's tied for 28th in the league with six interceptions.
He only had like four or five all of last year.
Yeah. Which, I mean, maybe he'll end it with six on the season. You know, maybe he won't throw any more. Yeah. And he's seventh in passing yards. But with the passing touchdowns at QBR, he's the most important player on that stacked offense. You can't, like, argue that Tyreek Hill or Travis Kelce's, like, more important than him. The defense is non-existent. So, literally, without Mahomes, they don't win any games.
Yeah. No, I could see that. Yeah, I got Josh Allen there for almost the same reason, because – granted, they have a really good defense to like hold them up in games.
But those have had good defenses in the past too.
Yeah, but I mean, like, you take Josh Allen away from that team. I mean, you can look at all the stats; he's here too. But like, you take him away from that team, they are nothing. Yeah. I mean, that defense can be really stout and they'd stay in games, but like, they wouldn't really be anything. I think Josh Allen's super important.
Mm-hmm. At my number two pick. It really hurts to say it. I have Tom Brady at number two.
Nice. I like it. I didn't want to go that high with him, but I like it.
Same reason with you. I mean, he's first in passing yards. He's first in touchdowns. He did play Thursday, though, so he still have a whole week of games. He'll probably not be first in touchdowns anymore, but he might stay first in yards, honestly. He's fourth in QBR. He's 11th in interceptions. He's been playing.
Must be a big tie 11th here.
Yeah, there is. There's a big, like, three interceptions is not a lot of interceptions.
So. Yeah. Yeah. Well, yeah. So you got Brady at number two. I got Herbert at number two.
Yeah, I get that. I just don't know if it's a flash in the pan.
Strictly because, the guy's been playing so freaking consistent. I think he's going to keep it up.
Yeah.
And he's so important to that offense. I think the biggest kryptonite to the Chargers, by the way, and that sucks to say, Brandon Staley, who's a first-year head coach, has made some very questionable calls. And, like, it's cost them sometimes. The big one where, like, they won the game, but he still made questionable calls was against Kansas City.
Uh-huh.
He makes some really questionable decisions there. I think Justin Herbert's playing really well. And as long as Keenan Allen stays healthy, I think he's going to keep playing really well. But even if Keenan Allen went down, I think he'd still keep up really good production.
I mean, Mike Williams has stepped up amazingly this year. You would just need Eckler's playing crazy too. He's a great receiving back. So I mean, yeah, I get it. I get him at number two. I didn't have him that high, but I understand. Who is your MVP
right now? Kyler Murray.
It's same. It has to be Kyler Murray.
He's been playing freaking stupid good. Like
their team's 5-0. The least of my yards he threw was 239 against the 49ers this week. Otherwise, he's thrown over that every week. He's thrown a crazy amount of touchdowns in the run game. Yep. Can't stop him.
The biggest thing for me is they don't really have like a solid run game identity outside of Kyler Murray. Like they got James Conner, who's trying to kind of figure out his role. So I think that's why his stats are so inflated. And the defense plays really good too, but Kyler Murray's been playing really well. Above expectation.
I mean, here's also the thing too. He only has 110 yards rushing.
Yeah, he's been slinging it.
He's just been slinging the ball all around. He's third in QBR. Yeah. He has 10 touchdowns. He's ninth in the league. He's sixth in passing yards, and they're 5-0. They beat two divisional rivals. Like you gotta give them credit for going back to back, going against the Rams and the Niners.
Yeah, my whole thing, though, and, like, I'll stand by this, outside of the MVP thing, like, the Cardinals, very good team, right? Rams, very good team. But that NFC West is so freaking stacked that I think they're just going to tear each other down, and none of those teams make it to the Super Bowl.
Yeah, well, we'll see how it goes. I think the Cardinals have a legitimate – if they win out the West.
That's a big deal.
That'd be a huge deal. I mean, so they went from – the Rams to the Niners. They play the Browns this week. So they have three tough defensive matchups. And then they play the Texans, which is going to be a little tough, but not at that caliber of those three teams.
Yep.
So, I mean, it's, and if Murray wins all 3 weeks in a row, I think that shows his, like, his stamina in order
why,
to keep
up. Why he's there. Why he's had there. Some of the, out of this top 10 list that we both had, he's had some of the toughest matchups there are.
Exactly.
And I mean, Mahomes has too, don't get me wrong, but Kyler Murray's right there with him.
I mean, Murray played the Titans and he dominated them. He played the Vikings one by one, but the Vikings defense is very good. Played the Rams, played the Niners. The only weak game they had were the Jags.
Yeah. And they're Jags kind of a walkthrough. Yeah.
And they're a dominant 5-0.
Yeah. So yeah, that's kind of why I think he's number one. I think he's gonna keep it up too. Last year he's playing really well. I mean, he's got D-Hop. He's got AJ Green and Christian.
They just got Zach Ertz.
I'm kind of curious how Zach Ertz fits in there, by the way, because he's not like that speedy option that the other three are.
No, but with Max Williams going down for the season, I mean, he'd be a great safety valve, a great like Jason Witten type of player.
Yeah, no, I agree. I think they're going to keep being pretty solid.
Yeah. We somehow dragged this out to almost an hour.
Yeah, sounds about right.
Sounds about right. I'm glad we can both agree that Kyler Murray is the best player. I know I was thinking that you're going to have a Derek Carr up in your top three. That's what I was thinking you were going to do. But
as much as I would love to make that argument after seeing John Gruden go, it just can't happen.
It just can't happen. But right. I think we can call the episode there unless you got something else. Any final thoughts?
All I got to say is I may have picked the Raiders, but I would not be shocked to see the Broncos pull that out in Denver.
Exactly. Yeah, I can. It's the same thing. Broncos defense is very good, and that it's a new coach. But I just have the hope that the Raiders' new coach is going to just be very good.
I mean, I think that the Raiders should have a revenge game here of like, oh, God, we got to come together. Like, Derek Carr is our leader here. But at the same time, it's a division game, and it's been a lot of chaos around them.
Yeah, it's going to be tough.
But, so we'll see. All right.
Yep, I suppose we should end it here.
All right, later.
All right, bye.